For the past 23 years, helping you to become more alive in life. Welcome aboard, David Essel in the box with you. Hey, if you were dating a woman for 30 days and she started pushing you to tell her how many people you've slept with in your life, what would you do? Would you be honest? Would you be honest even the fact that if she told you ahead of time that she hasn't had that many partners, that she may not want to be that into you? What would you do about that? 1-800-548-TALK. One of the many questions we're going to be offering and answering today on the air, David Essel Live, 1-800-548-TALK. Our text number, 941-266-7676. Text 941-266-7676. Looking forward to connecting with all of our listeners here today. Great show coming up, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to answer this question. This question came in from a 68-year-old listener, a gentleman who says he's in great shape. He's dating a 50-year-old woman who's also in great shape. They have a lot of fun, but over the past 30 days, they've only been dating 30 days. She continues to hound him with this question. Would you answer the question honestly and risk losing the relationship? Would you tell her it's really none of her business, and if you want to hang out, we can hang out and have fun and date, but I'm not going to go there? What would you do if you're in that circumstance? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, or text us 941-266-7676. I think it's kind of a very interesting pushing point in within 30 days of a relationship. I find it interesting how we try to push people away within that short a period of time. Isn't it amazing? Before I get to the answer of that question and your texts and your calls, let me tell you what we've got going on tonight regarding our guest. Pamela Chestnut is back. Now, Pamela was on in the past talking about overcoming trials and tribulations in life. She's had a very, very interesting and sometimes incredibly challenging life. She has a book out, a novel, More Than Rice, A Journey Through the Underworld of Human Trafficking. We're going to talk about that topic. Brian Cunningham returns. How to Deal with Stress. He's the founder of Gabitrol, this amazing supplement to help the mind and body relax. We'll be talking to Brian about dealing with stress. Darren Adams is with us, author of the books Lights, Camera, Passion, talking about how to find our passion, and how many people are living in passion on a daily basis. It's much smaller than we think. So we're looking forward to great guests as always. Of course, tons of emails, texts that we're going to get to as many as we can right from the start. So here's the question. Fascinating, I think. I think this is just fascinating. I'm a 68-year-old man in great shape. My 58-year-old girlfriend's in great shape as well. We work out regularly at the gym. We've been dating for 30 days. The question continues to come up, how many lovers have you had? He goes on to say, I'm no Wilt Chamberlain. Now, if you remember in Wilt Chamberlain's book, he said that he had slept with over 20,000 women. 20,000 women Wilt Chamberlain supposedly had slept with. This gentleman says, I'm no Wilt Chamberlain, but I have been with quite a few women. She is really pushing. Do I tell her? Do I not tell her? And what is the fallout from following either of these paths? What would you do in that circumstance? You're dating someone for 30 days. They're pushing you for this one subject. According to everything else he wrote in the email, the relationship is going quite well, but she's pushing with this one subject. Would you feel comfortable just coming right out and saying the truth? Do you even know the truth? I mean, most of us probably don't even have a clue, I would imagine, until we sat down and try to figure it out, and he's 68 years old. I think that would just be an absolute pain in the butt for him to try to figure that out, right? But does it even matter? I guess the big question that comes into my mind is, does it even matter? Like, who cares, right? And if it really does matter, then go have an STD test. Have your partner get an STD test and make sure you're clean. And does it even matter? What do you think about that? You know, I mean, would you, if you were 68 years old and your partner is pushing you, would you tell them the truth? If you were 40 years old and your partner was pushing you, would you tell them the truth? If you were 25 years old and your partner was pushing you, would you tell them the truth? What do you think is the correct stance here? You know, I mean, so what are the odds? So if you tell them the truth, and let's say it's a large number, or according to this, your partner, it's a large number. So she could get really upset. She could go, oh, my God, I can't believe you've been with that many women. Like, what am I doing with you? Right. Maybe she'll say, holy cow, fascinating. You've been with that many women. Wow. Maybe you've learned a lot, and maybe this will be a great sexual relationship because you've had so much experience, right? I'm going to always look at the positive side of things. So, but the downside, of course, is that this person could leave. Within 30 days of a relationship, pushing for an answer this big is absolutely a foot out the door. Or could she just be confrontational? Could she just like deep discussion? And does she have an agenda? Now, sometimes we have a subconscious agenda. Sometimes the agenda is not conscious. Sometimes we start out asking a question like this, and it's just a simple question trying to get to know someone. But in the subconscious, there's a judgment going down. And if he has slept with more than 10 women in his 70 years, then that's unacceptable. Or if he is, you know, this is all going down at the subconscious, right? Or, you know, if he has slept with more than 15 women or more than four or whatever her magical number might be. We just got a text in. It looks like from the San Francisco area. David, I agree with you. I think this is opening up a huge can of worms. She should drop it and move forward and continue to have fun. I like that. Drop it. Have fun. From a South Carolina text, and they even said, Missy from South Carolina. Missy says, I think it's absolutely pertinent to the relationship. If this is the type of guy that's been with 20 or 30 or 40 women, she should just leave. That's all she says. Missy, thank you. San Francisco, thank you. I have to tell you what, man, I totally disagree with Missy. I totally disagree. At 70 years of age, there's a lot more to judge a person's character by than the number of women or men that they've slept with, don't you think? Now, you don't have to agree with me, but let me just tell you the fact. You don't have to agree with me, but I'm going to tell you, if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. But let me tell you the fact. There's so many more important things in life than how many partners someone has had. And sometimes someone who's 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 has had one partner. They've stayed in that relationship way too long. They're extremely emotionally and possibly physically damaged. And they could be worse off to have a relationship with than someone that's been with 20, 30, or 40 people. Do you know what I'm saying? This is why the numbers of individuals someone has been with can be irrelevant. Now, the relevancy of it would be if he said, I've been with 50 women in my 70 years, and all of a sudden this person says, well, are you planning on being monogamous with me? And let's say he says, well, I don't, you know, right now, you know, right now I plan on it, but I don't know what I'm going to do in the future. So in other words, you know, he may not be a candidate for a long-term monogamous relationship, right? If he's been with 50 women and he says, well, you know, I kind of had fun being, I just really enjoy dating. And maybe he's going to then sort of like open the door for a conversation of, well, have you planned on being monogamous with me, or are we just playing and just having fun? Now, that would be a relevant question, but not so much how many women up to date he has slept with. I would go to the next level. What are we doing? How are we doing? Is this going to be a monogamous relationship? Do you have an interest in dating more than just myself? If I was this woman, his girlfriend, who's 50 years old, that's the question that I would be asking. Get off of this number of people. Too many times we've got a huge agenda. Whether I said before, it's conscious or subconscious, doesn't matter. Call us, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Text us. We've got more texts coming in, 941-266-7676, 941-266-7676. We'll get to your texts. We'll get to your emails. We'll get to your calls. I am so glad that you're on the air with us right now. Let your friends know that we're here too. And don't forget, every show is archived at talkdavid.com. I'm David Essel. Stay there. So you grab a piece of something that you think is going to last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the year? Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, change your life now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.
Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, Talk David, to 69302. Text Talk David, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text Talk David to 69302. Talk David to 69302.
What do you really want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Life is short, and it's getting shorter every day. Are you finished procrastinating over your biggest goals in life? Would you like to finally make a lot more money or lose that extra fat to create more success and actually feel more successful? It's time to stop talking about goals and actually achieve them. Master Life Coach David Essel can help you accomplish your biggest goals in life. David is the one to help you right now. Let's change your life. Visit TalkDavid.com today. That's TalkDavid.com.
Would you like to learn the secrets of the most successful people in life to radically change your life and then help others do the same? Hi, I'm David Essel. Since 1996, we've been teaching people from all over the world how to become certified life coaches. These classes can be done in person or via teleconference from anywhere in the USA, and we even offer these life-changing courses via a one-on-one option. Our certification is so effective that it's the only one offered in the USA on a college campus. Visit LifeCoachUniverse.com. That's LifeCoachUniverse.com.
Let's face it, it's really hard to make major life changes by ourselves. How many times have we said that we're ready to make more money, stop procrastinating on our goals, get into shape, or maybe even go deeper on our spiritual path? Yet we woke up today, and again, nothing has changed. For 25 years, Master Life Coach David Essel has helped thousands of people accomplish their biggest goals. They finally transform their lives. Now it's your turn. Visit TalkDavid.com. Work one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel. TalkDavid.com.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Hey, gang, thanks for being a part of the program, America's positive radio talk show. Proud to be part of the premier Clear Channel iHeartRadio network all around these great United States. 1-800-548-TALK. Or our text number, 941-266-7676. So the text coming in regarding this question, a 68-year-old guy dating a 50-year-old woman. Everything in their relationship is great. They've been together for 30 days, except the woman keeps pummeling him for answers to the question, how many partners have you been with? Off the air, I'll get to some of the texts in a minute. One of my producers, Nathan, and Trisha in the Studio E here in Los Angeles, asked me what I thought about that question. And if someone asked me how many partners, I'll tell you what, this is what I tell my clients. And if anyone ever asked me, I would look at them dead in the eye and say, only you. I am not kidding you. I'm not going there. And I advise this 68-year-old guy to keep his mouth shut. It is not a good place to go. Even if it's on a subconscious level, there's usually an agenda that someone has when they're pushing you with how many partners that they've had. And Tricia and Nathan agree with me. They agree that it is irrelevant to a relationship. It's only you, baby. That's it. It's only you. And we're not going any further with it. 1-800-548-TALK. Our text number is 941-266-7676. Listening to your recent question on the air regarding the man and woman and sex, I have a question about sex with my boyfriend because it often hurts. I'm 26. He's 24. He is average size, so it's not, quote unquote, that. Any ideas? Well, the very first thing I'm going to say, and anyone in my position has to say this, see your doctor. If you haven't seen your gynecologist, if you have not been honest and open with them about painful sex, and you said it often, so you're not saying always, so you're saying often. Big difference, by the way. But I would check with your gynecologist first. And then I would look at when you say often and not always, is it during? Is it in the beginning? Is it towards the end? Like, have all this information ready for your doctor when you talk to him. There could be an emotional connection. In other words, you know, if you aren't stimulated enough with enough foreplay, emotional foreplay, mental foreplay, physical foreplay, there are some women that need what others would consider an excessive amount of foreplay to be lubricated enough to have sex. And sometimes the initial lubrication on the outside of the vagina seems like enough, but internally it isn't enough. And that could be where your pain is coming to too. Now, remember, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on radio. But you really should check with your gynecologist. I'm just giving you some ideas. More foreplay could be needed. Now, another thing is that when you're having sex and it's painful, is there some type of an emotion that was happening before sex? Like, some women that I've worked with have found that when they get in arguments with their partner, they shut down. And then even if it's within 24 hours or 12 hours after an argument, they still have not, quote unquote, loosened up. Their body is still tightened from the emotional pain and they're just not ready to have sex. So I would do that. And then the last one I would do is that I would look at the whole thing of external lubrication. You know, Astroglide comes to mind as one of the most popular ones, but I would look at that as something that you really want to consider to see if that's all it's going to take to change the painful sex to non-painful sex. But again, let me repeat number one that I said, and that is, please see your gynecologist. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Text 941-266-7676. Our daughter is 95 pounds overweight at 12 years of age. We want her to lose weight, obviously. And 2 weeks ago, we heard you mention on your show that we need to be in a program with her. We, meaning my husband and I, don't understand. We are not overweight. Yeah, and I know you're not overweight. Oh, I shouldn't say I know you're not overweight. I'll take your word for it that you're not overweight. But let me tell you, she did not gain 95 pounds as a 12-year-old by herself. Okay, let's come to that understanding. It's not like that she's 30 years old, moved out 12 years ago, and all of a sudden gained 95 pounds. She's living with you. She's 12 years old, for God's sake. She couldn't have gained the 95 pounds at 12 years of age by herself. So there had to be some kind of enabling going on in the past and possibly still going on right now. That's why we work with families. It's not just the child. It isn't just the teen. It's not just the young adult if they're living in a home. It's the whole family. If there's enabling, if there's codependency, who's buying the food at 12 years of age? There's a darn good chance it's not the child. Who's cooking the food at 12 years of age? There's a darn good chance it's not the child. So that's why we say we need to work with the whole family. You know, email me at talkdavid.com. I mean, we've done this with drug addiction, with food addiction, helping the whole family to heal. Because if the family doesn't heal as a unit, if everyone doesn't take this very seriously, the odds of a 12-year-old losing the weight and keeping it off. And let me tell you something, 95 pounds is huge. That's extreme, right? At 12 years of age, I wouldn't doubt right now if your child might have high blood sugar, high blood pressure, and several other physical complications, not even talking about the emotional ones at school, et cetera, et cetera. So email us. And if you don't work with us, you'll work with someone else, but make sure you work with the whole family. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK is the toll-free number. Text 941-266-7676. I hope you don't mind going off the topic of sex. I want to talk about alcohol. I drink one time per month and usually have 6 to 10 drinks on that one day. Okay, that's pretty excessive. Now, I say that. This is written by a woman. On average, a woman usually has, they'll say, who's not an alcoholic will have one drink a day at the most. And a guy who's not in the alcoholic realm could have 2 drinks a day at the most. So let's go forward. I drink one times a month and usually have 6 to 10 drinks on that day. My husband says that's alcoholic. I say I just want to let loose. I'm 39, he's 44, and does not drink. Who is right? Okay. The number one, the fastest growing form of alcoholism in the USA today is binge drinking. Binge alcoholism. Binge drinkers are people that will drink three or more drinks in one setting would be considered binge drinking. So you're way above the binge drinking mark. And yes, you can be considered an alcoholic drinking once every 6 months if you're a binge drinker, once a year, once every 2 years. Because I can imagine at 6 to 10 drinks, if you're doing that once a month, that I'm assuming the next day might be a little cloudy, might be a little tired, might be a little whatever it might be. Some of the decisions you make under 6 to 10 drinks, like you can't drive at 6 to 10 drinks. That would be impossible. Or if you got pulled over, you would get a DUI. So, yeah, your husband's right. You know, it's called binge alcoholism. Fastest growing form of alcoholism in the world today. In the USA. Let me take that back. In the USA today. So I would get a grip on it. And if you want to go out, you know, once a month and have fun, awesome. Go out and have once a month and have fun and have 2 drinks. See if you can have your fun, you know. Otherwise, your husband is dead on. And you know what? You don't say in here how long you've been married, but you're 39, he's 44. I can't imagine that you're writing to me because you're having 6 to 10 drinks and everything is going great. If your husband says that you're an alcoholic, that probably means, even though you didn't put it here in the text, that probably means that some not so great things are happening during your 6 to 10 drinks. So really pay attention to this. You don't want to lose your marriage, your relationship over alcohol. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world to do. So pay attention to your husband, yes. Cut way back. Just go out and have 2 drinks and see if you can do that. If you can't have 2 drinks and you need to have 4 or 6 or 10, as you said, then that's a pretty serious sign and you're going to want to redirect yourself. We help people from all walks of life move into the new direction that they want, achieving any and all goals. Check out our website at talkdavid.com. Here to help you maximize your potential in every area of your existence. It's what we've been doing for 30 years now. Talkdavid.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about human trafficking, the human trafficking that happens in the USA and around the world. Sex, work, and so many other things. So glad to have you with us. I'm David Essel. Stay right there.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Celebrating 23 years on the air. proud to be part of the Clear Channel Premier iHeartRadio Network, broadcasting live out of Studio E in Los Angeles, California. David Essel in the box with you. Welcome aboard, gang. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, our text number, 941-266-7676. My guest coming back for a second interview with us is Pamela Chestnut. She's the author of five books, including the one we're going to focus on today, More Than Rice, A Journey Through the Underworld of Human Trafficking. Pamela, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
Oh, it's nice to have you here. Hey, can you define for us, for those of us that maybe aren't as aware, define for us the word human trafficking. What's that? What does that mean?
Well, it is the buying and selling of human beings, basically, mostly for the industry of sex trafficking. Trafficking is basically moving from one place to another. It's been, you know, guns and drugs trafficked for years. And recently, within the last 15 years, it's become very popular, very lucrative to start trading, selling human beings. It's a slavery, but that is the human trafficking. It's when I got introduced to it 20 years ago, it wasn't called human trafficking. It was just buying and selling of human beings, women and children.
Right. And how was it that you were exposed to this? What happened that allowed you 20 years ago to even find out about this?
Well, I actually had written a book on relationships, men and women's relationship, and the subtitle was Becoming Your Husband's Best Friend. And for lots of other countries, it's a foreign concept, especially back 20 years ago. So I was asked to go to several third world countries and speak at universities and different places like that. And so I was exposed to a different world than here in the United States. And I actually saw them right on the street selling children, 7, 8, 9 years old, a father selling his child to a man, you know, and it's like, what's going on here? And so that, I mean, it wasn't called human trafficking, but it was, now it has a name to it. And now it's like we have more momentum behind us, more organizations. So that's how I got started in this, just exposure.
Yeah. It seems like such a low-profile crime in the United States. You know, like I happen to remember a number of years ago, not far from where I live, that they busted a house. And when they busted it open, they ended up finding that there was like 15 or 16 girls from Mexico that were being held there temporarily before they were shipped to another house. And they ended up breaking down this whole network. And in this white toast community I lived in, I could not believe it was happening right in our neighborhood, Pamela.
Right. Well, you know, that is, so we get talking more into this, things that we can do, but part of it is just being aware of your surroundings. We have 30 million worldwide, and 300,000, they're saying, in the U.S. alone. Now, I say that's just the tip of the iceberg. If we know about this many, how many is it that we don't know about? I mean, is there, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And yes, they're being trafficked into the United States. And United States, you know, we have the money, we have resources, we have ways that if we could use it, we could help stop a lot of this. And, you know, basically right here in our own, I'm in Oklahoma, it's where I live, and it's like a pathway through the United States that these children, women and children are being trafficked, and it's very lucrative. And when that starts happening, then, you know, the lust and greed takes over. And
Right. Now, what percentage of people being trafficked are, if you know the statistics, are being trafficked for sex versus trafficked for labor, work? Any idea?
Yes. The sex trade is 2/3 of the money. Now, as we get, we start thinking about how much money this is. It is now the leading source of profits for organized crime. Human trafficking is now the leading source of profits for organized crime.
Wow.
Now it used to be drugs and weapons. At one point, it was weapons and drugs, but they, all three of them generate $9.5 billion per year, according to the U.S. Department of State.
$9.5 billion?
Yes, for these three
in the United States.
Yes, and human trafficking is the leading source for organized crime. So now it is, it's taken the place. And this is because, when you think about it, a drug can be sold once, a weapon can be sold once.
Right.
As a human being, they can sell this woman, this child, up to 20 times a day to be used over and over and over again.
Hmm.
And the CIA calculates the profit from one trafficked woman averages about $250,000 American dollars per year. Think about it, per year. So if you have a child, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, and so that's why these rings, these, you know, trafficking lords are very protective, and they don't want to lose $250,000 per year per person.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's all driven by lust and greed for more. And you know, the book that I've written is More Than Rice. And you mentioned it briefly as we hopped on here. But I was exposed to this, and like so many people, you know, you hear this and you're like, that's overwhelming. I mean, what can we do? And so for me, I was for years like, what can I do? There was not an organization you could get behind. And so actually only about 3 years ago, Amazon asked me to write a breakthrough novel. I had several books of my books, some inspirational books on their site. And I'm like, hey, I'm an inspirational writer. I don't know how to write a novel. And my husband,
yeah,
Troy said, you know, he said, hey, you've been wanting to do something about human trafficking for years. Why not write a novel? And I'm like, I don't think I know how to write a novel, but I'll give it a shot. And in a very short time, I had written this book, and David, and in 6 months, I had a signed contract for a movie for this book.
Well, I know. You know what? It was so wild, Pamela. I mean, I remember when I had you on last time, and I had no idea that the rights to your book are now going into movie production. When is that being done? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I just spoke to the movie producer today, and I actually went to Santa Monica just a few months ago and met with him during the festivals down there in near Hollywood, and this man is just, he's so excited about this script, because More Than Rice, unlike a lot of human trafficking books, is not just a bunch of facts thrown at you and scary stuff and all the sexual acts, because we can only imagine. I don't even want to read about them. I
yes,
know they're going on, but don't tell me every explicit detail. And so
right,
many of the books out there, that's what it's about. More Than Rice is about the girls. It's about the ways that they did get involved in this. Like the hero, the heroine of this is named Gabriella. She's from Manila, and she was from a large Filipino family, was sick and tired of being poor. So she gets herself into the situation where she's kidnapped and taken to, and she's put on a ship and taken and met with several other girls from a lot of different countries. And so the book is about the girls, which I think is compelling. If you know someone that is trafficked, then you begin to be involved. I mean, if your neighbor's, kidnapped,
oh, sure,
your own child is kidnapped, then all of a sudden you're involved.
Yes.
Well, More Than Rice makes you feel like you know these girls. And, and that's why he said, I've developed the character so strongly that you feel like, I know this girl. And you care about her. So then, through the book, you see the things they go through, and it's about the underground, and there's mystery, and there's murder, and there's a little tiny bit of romance in there to keep it interesting.
Right.
But you, as a reader, get so excited and compelled to do something. And so the last 3 or 4 pages of the book are ways that we can all get involved in, which we'll go into in just a little bit. But,
yeah,
you know, that is that's basically the story. It's a PG-13. You can give it to a 9-year-old to read. You can give it to a 90-year-old to read on Amazon and several other places. You can read reviews about it. And men and women have all just said how compelling the book is, and it's a page-turner. So
awesome.
It's my one and only...
Tell me, we're going to go to a quick break here, Pamela,
okay,
and when we come back, I want to get more information, obviously, on the book, and then, of course, what we can do about it. I'm talking to Pamela Chestnut, author of the book More Than Rice, A Journey Through the Underworld of Human Trafficking. Amazon.com, check it out, will be now produced into a movie. We'll find out when Pamela comes back. Will she be in the movie? I mean, they rarely do that with the author. Is there a chance she might be in it? Does she have anything to say about who the actors and actresses might be in the movie? We'll find out all that. Plus, what can you do to help bring down the trade of human trafficking just in the United States alone. $9.5 billion business. That I had no idea about. You're tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show, here to make a difference. We've been doing it for 23 years. We're going to carry it on, gang. Our website, talkdavid.com. Stay right there. Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now and sign up for only $27.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But why pay high dealer prices for your toner cartridges? Call the Toner Kings. They sell all toner cartridges for up to 60% less. The Toner Kings have been in business for over 18 years, and they offer free shipping and a 100% quality guarantee on every purchase. So head online to thetonerkings.com. That's thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
What do you really want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
Every man knows the importance of accomplishing goals regarding money, sex, fitness, and career. So which of these areas would you love to really excel at? Making more money, enhancing your sex life, getting a lean, strong body, or a better career? Master Life Coach David Essel has helped millions of men create the life of their dreams, and he's ready to do the same for you. Work with David one-on-one from anywhere in the USA. Right now, visit TalkDavid.com. You deserve what you desire. That's TalkDavid.com.
A dependency on alcohol, food, drugs, spending, or sex can destroy our attitude, motivation, and our relationships. If you're tired of the struggle with any dependency or addiction, today is the day to get focused on your healing. I'm David Essel, XM radio host, author, and master life coach. For over 20 years, we have helped people quickly release dependencies that have held them back for years. Freedom awaits. If you desire freedom, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. I'm personally in recovery for several addictions, and life free of these is amazing. Let's do it together. You're never alone in our proven programs. Today, make it happen at TalkDavid.com. Money can't buy happiness, but it surely makes the ride much easier. I'm David Essel, author and master life coach. If you're frustrated over money or earning less than you desire, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. In our one-on-one programs, we'll help you to focus and create a plan to make the money you deserve and desire. And all of our programs are 100% guaranteed. Let go of the stress over money through our proven programs at TalkDavid.com. Today, decide to live life differently, and we'll help you to do it. Everything's at TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Do you often feel like you've hit a dead end in life? Like no matter what you do, the challenges just keep coming back over and over again? Well, maybe it's time you read the inspirational book, Rockstar, Finding God's Purpose for Your Life. Rockstar, David Essel's sixth top-selling book, is a powerful parable that will give you the inspirational tools and strength needed to finally bring your life to a whole new level. Order Rockstar by David Essel for only $7.95 at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. The powerful book, offering a positive lift in our ever-challenging world.
Ain't it fun?
Where you from? You might be the one who's running.
tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
David Essel in the box with you. My guest is Pamela Kennedy, Pamela Chestnut, author of the book More Than Rice, A Journey Through the Underworld of Human Trafficking. 300,000 plus, mainly girls and young women in the USA, a part of the human trafficking trade. Two-thirds of these, it's about sex trafficking. One-third, it's about illegal work workers in the United States of America. I had mentioned just a little while ago in this white toast town that I live in, when they busted this ring, it was like this huge shock to everyone. So if it's in white toast USA, you know it's about everywhere. $9.5 billion business. The statistics, Pamela, are just mind-blowing, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, we all can't just hear the information and just feel badly for a few days. I like what you say. You know, you need to do something, you know, just get in there and do something, you know, get motivated and don't just sit there and shake your head and say, oh, I want to do this or I could do this. We got to do something. And that's why, you know, I ended up writing the book and had no idea that it would end up being a movie. Yay.
Right. Now, do you get a chance? Do you have any say whatsoever?
Well, I actually had a friend that has 4 of his books turned into movies. So I called him right away and I said, I don't know how to do this. And he looked over the contract, made some changes, which is, they came after me, which is put me in a good spot, you know, whatever. He actually was looking for a great script, went on Amazon, found this book, read it that night, gave it to his wife. She read it and they were in contact with me within 3 or 4 days. And, so I get to negotiate some things in it. And I said, first of all, it's on human trafficking. So the subject alone, I want to be co-producer so that it's not some crazy, you know, porn movie, which is definitely didn't want. And he said, I totally agree. So that's in there. So I actually will have a director's chair with my name on it and can be there as much as I want to be. And I have a cameo place in the movie. So I will be in it somewhere, somehow. I don't know what I'll be, but.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it will be fun.
Yeah, that is so cool. And of course, you know, you need a motivational radio host somewhere in the movie.
Probably got to be a place in there somewhere, you know, for a guy like you.
So Pamela, we've got about 5 minutes left. So what is it that people can do to get involved to help break this?
Okay, got 5 minutes. Everybody listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear today. All right? We are responsible, caring human beings, and so we are responsible to do something. So at the very least, we can buy a copy of More Than Rice, which is about $10 on my website. I have a generic kind of website that's PamelaAllAceKennedy.com. Go there and get it for $10 and read it and pass it on. Okay, that is at the very least. Just put the information out there. You can saturate your area of influence with information, what's big or small. We all know at least one other person we can tell this to. The thing that we've talked about, tell one other person. So saturate your area of influence. Let people know about it. You need to see how this, I think this is a real big one right here. How women and children are treated with respect is huge, even in your own home. How are fathers treating their wives and daughters and children, and how are they teaching their sons to respect women and children? This is huge right here, how this is done in our very own homes. Choose an organization. I've got several of those listed in the book, but I'm going to rattle off 3 right now that I really believe in. A21campaign.com. A21campaign.com. They are all about rescuing, rehabilitating, restoring, and back into society, which is huge.
Yes.
There's another one that's great, Truckers Against Human Trafficking. Trucking in the United States is one way they get them from state to state.
Sure.
They pick them up at the borders and bring them. So there's a group of Truckers Against Human Trafficking. They're fantastic guys that are against this. And then an international organization called StopTheTrafficking.org. You can get all kinds of information there. And, of course, just go to my website, PamelaKennedy.com, and I have blogs and things about it as well. I want people to get creative, be a part of a book club. Some older women contacted me. They started a sewing group, and they sold pot holders that they made and gave that money to an organization. That's what they could do. They didn't have any money.
Sure.
Really. So So they just did that. Maybe somebody needs to start a new organization. A lot of, I hope, college kids are listening to this, and they will say, you know what, we can start an organization on our campus or on our high school, in our high school. Admit porn is a problem, David. The higher, they've discovered, the higher the saturation of porn in a community or in a country, the higher the sexual crimes and trafficking occurs. That is huge. We can't even deny
right.
that.
Yep.
Give money. If you have money, write checks. You do what is within your hand. That's what I tell people. I actually ended up being a pretty good storyteller. So I wrote a book, and I had no idea where it would go. But, you know, I'm one person, and I tell you, know, David, you're one person. You're making a difference. There's somebody sitting
yes.
out there that's one person, and don't think that you don't matter. I mean, there was one Abraham Lincoln, there was one Martin Luther King, and one Mother Teresa, and at one point in their life, they were just a normal human being that said, I'm going to do something about this, and they did. And,
right on.
And so I'm
know,
one, and you're
Do you know,
one,
Pamela, so- on our Facebook page, we just had one of our listeners, Judy Marie from New York, post on your picture, as a matter of fact, that this was, and I remember reading this in the paper, that this human trafficking was a big thing during the Super Bowl, that they were passing out flyers.
Yes.
They were, because of the sex trafficking during the mm-hmm. Super Bowl, is that there was all kinds of undercover agents in New York, New Jersey, because they knew that this would be a hot spot for the traffickers to be bringing the young women.
Yes, and I always say it will never change until the hearts of men change, because that's mm-hmm. who drives the industry. You know, mm-hmm. lust and greed. We've got to stop. You know, hearts of men have to change, because yes, those big events, they're huge. They just they bring the girls in and the young children in, and they house them all around those big areas. So yes, it does happen, and we need to stop it.
The website is PamelaKennedy.com. The name of the book is More Than Rice, A Journey Through the Underworld of Human Trafficking. And let me go through some of the other websites that Pamela mentioned. A21campaign.com. And one of the things, we've only got about 45 seconds left, Pamela, but one of the things I love that you said about them is that they help to retrain the girls into society, because they've been brainwashed in many, many ways. StopTheTrafficking.com, and then Great Truckers Against Human Trafficking. Again, the website, PamelaKennedy.com. Pamela, 30 seconds left. Go ahead and leave us any other information in 30 seconds. Go.
Well, hey, I just, you know, like you said before, you get a roll up your sleeves and do something. And I when I was 14 years old, I was in a speech competition, and I ended up with this, the little phrase, and I've been living this my whole life. I am only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, mm-hmm. but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do, and by the grace of God, I will do. So I want everybody out there that's listening to do something, because you are one and you are important.
Love it. Pamela, it's great to have you back. Thanks for sharing your passion. Good luck with the movie, and keep us posted on your next coming books and whatever else you're up to. We'll get you back on, okay?
I absolutely will. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. PamelaKennedy.com, PamelaKennedy.com. More Than Rice, A Journey Through the Underworld of Human Trafficking. Amazing statistics that she shared with us today. Coming up, Brian Cunningham talking about how to deal with stress, this incredible supplement called Gabitrol, which he created to help you with your stress. TalkDavid.com is our website. I'm David Essel. Back in a minute. Stay there. Did you know that in just 3 hours, your life can be radically changed? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. Every month, we offer a low-cost, three-hour seminar that you can join from anywhere in the USA for only $27. Our life-changing topics range from financial freedom to love and relationships, as well as our motivational seminar, Change Your Life Now. Visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com right now. And sign up for only $27.